up, ladies and gentlemen out there? This is Frank G of the Gilbert Report Podcast, right here with my main man, the Wrestling Jackal. What's up, Jackal?
Oh, what's up, Frank D? How you doing today?
I'm doing good, my man. I tell you what, Frank D had a corneal abrasion on the left eye, and it hurt like a bitch.
Oh, wow.
But that's all better now. It's Saturday night, and tonight we're going to have a special topic, and it won't take too long, so don't trip, but we're going to have a special topic tonight about a certain TNA superstar. But before we start that off, I want to let all the listeners out there know that they can go over to Gurick.net right now and listen to the Body Slam podcast. They did a podcast about racism in WWE, which has been a hot topic lately, ever since some guy wrote a online blog about WWE and racism and the use of minorities in WWE. So go check that out right now at Gurick.net. You can also listen to previous Gurick Report podcasts as well as the Diamond podcast. You can also check out the latest news heading into tomorrow night's Battleground exclusively on the WWE Network. So go check all that out right now at GERWECK.net. That's Gurick.net for all your pro wrestling news. Now, Jackal, you, my friend, got into it with Blubber Ray on Twitter. Before we start this off, though, I got to let the listeners out there know that there's going to be some language here that may not be appropriate for some listeners out there. So listener discretion is advised as we move forward. Jackal, you got into it with Bully Ray on Twitter. You want to let the listeners out there know what this is about, and then, you know, we're going to discuss it. Go ahead.
Sure. Last week on Friday the 11th, I was on Twitter and I saw a message that Bully Ray posted. His Twitter account's Real Bully Ray 5150. He posted he tweeted that said, "Attention, all negative critics, critics in parentheses and experts in parentheses of Impact Wrestling. Go fuck yourself. Have a nice day, RT, if you agree." So I responded to his tweet, and I said to him, "How can we take Impact Wrestling serious if even you say that if WWE called to return, you would in a heartbeat?" I read this interview on Gurick.net that he gave, and where he indicated that, you know, if WWE would call him, he would return in a heartbeat. So that's why I responded that way to him. A few minutes later, I got a response from Bully Ray calling me a moron and blocking me. He basically called me a moron and told me that I was blocked. I responded to him after I was blocked, and all I said was, "Bully Ray sure is being a prick today, blocking and muting fans for criticizing TNA. If you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen." And that's exactly how I felt that day. After hearing from one of the TNA talents basically calling me a moron, which I have never, got a response like that from any wrestler or anybody on Twitter, basically. But somebody that's working for a company that they want, viewers, and we, put money in his pocket. We're the fans, paying to go and see this product, and to be called a moron for criticizing it was just uncalled for in my point of view or in my opinion. And that's what I was doing. I was giving my opinion of a product, and I got called a moron for it. So apparently some of these wrestlers in TNA don't like to be criticized, or else they're going to basically block you or mute you or try and hide the fact that they're getting the criticism, I guess. I know that I criticize WWE as well. I'm not a TNA hater. I want the product to make it. I want them to make it, just like any wrestling fan out there should want the company to survive as a company. But if I see something on TV that I don't like, that's what I use Twitter for. I complain about it sometimes, or I'll criticize it sometimes, and I do the same thing for WWE. I've never, got a response from any of the WWE wrestlers when I'm criticizing their product. I've never heard anything back from them if I'm criticizing it. They just don't respond. They don't respond back and call you a moron or respond back and say you're blocked. They just don't respond. So I just thought it was kind of unprofessional, the way that it was handled by Bully Ray. And it just kind of made, I was a fan of his, or I did, follow him on Twitter, but, I guess, he blocked me, of course, so I can't follow him anymore, and I won't be a fan of his anymore either.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. When you go back to you reaching out to WWE talent on Twitter and you saying that you may not like this about Raw, you may not like this about SmackDown, you might not like this about their character or something that they did, they won't respond to you. They're not going to call you a name. They're not going to, block you unless your name is CM Punk, but that's a different story. They're not going to, and he's a former WWE superstar, but anyways, they're not going to block you. And it just really shows you the level of that program versus this program. And what I mean by that is just Bully Ray just has no professionalism whatsoever. To do something like that to where you would come out and you would block a fan who is watching your product, trying to engage your product, to block them out is bullshit to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. It's a bitch move, in my opinion. Okay?
Yeah.
And this is nothing to do because, Dixie Carter came out the other day and Dixie Carter, tweeted me and said, she appreciates me giving him the chance to impress me, And I came out the other day with the webmaster Steve on the latest edition of the Girl Report podcast, which you can listen to on TuneIn. I put them over like Rover. I put them over like $1 million because of what I saw. But then, you hear things like this that go down. And, you have an association here with us at Gerwick.net. Jacko does a lot of things for us on the podcast. There's a lot of things for us as far as, graphics and a lot of stuff go. So when you mess with the Jacko, you're going to mess with Frank D. It's the bottom line. So this is the reason why we're up here tonight. And I'll say this like no other, okay? I think what you did, Blubber Ray, is you went ahead and did a pussy move. And I heard somebody call you Pussy Ray on another podcast, which I thought was kind of funny. But you did a bullshit move here, kid, by blocking somebody out because you don't like what they have to say, or calling somebody a moron. Okay, if you said it that you would go back to WWE in a heartbeat if they called, then what's the problem? Is the problem is that somebody actually called you out on your bullshit? Is that the problem? Is probably so. So my thing is this: is that over the years that I've, been watching the Dudley Boys, hearing from other fans, they've always said one thing, Jacko, and that really makes me, not too surprised about what you're telling me that happened to you on Twitter, that Bully Ray is an asshole, he's a prick. And you know what? That's too bad, because you have a situation right now where you need to have as many fans as you possibly can in order for Impact Wrestling or TNA Wrestling to make it, okay? And you're one of the bigger stars in TNA right now because there ain't nobody else. It ain't like AJ Styles there anymore, okay? It's not like they got Daniels or Kazarian there anymore. It's not like they have, the real true TNA originals there anymore. No, we're stuck with you, Blubber, okay? So we have to make do with it, okay? You have the aces and eights there that they gave you, and that failed. It was a flop. Okay, just like you going for the World Heavyweight Championship back in the day where Triple H was a flop, like they actually were going to give you the belt. Okay? The only reason why you got the TNA Championship belt is because you like to do what everybody else does, and that's kiss a lot of ass. Okay? You're a prick. And I don't like it. And this ain't the Jackal saying this, Frank D saying it. So if you want to say something to me, Blubber, I'm at RealFrankDEE at Twitter.com. What is he? Real Blubber Ray 5150 or
yeah,
Real Blubber Ray 69 or whatever? What is
it? Real Bully Ray 5150.
All right. Well, Real Bully Ray 5150 of TNA. Hey, you know what, man? I'm gonna start calling you on your shit now. You have you're my prime target now, Blubber. Okay, you're my prime target, just like Magnus was my prime target, because Magnus came out and said some stupid shit that he shouldn't have said. You don't diss us, man. We're the reason why you make a living. Don't forget that. All those years that you were in the WWE, which you can't be there now, because if you were good enough to be at the Whip, you'd be in the Whip. Okay, you're over there doing the same gimmick that you did way back in 2002, like it or not. Okay? It's not like you're, you know, the highlight of the night. Because if you were the highlight of the night, if you were that big of a star in TNA, TNA's ratings would be going through the damn roof right now.
Yeah.
You're a joke. Okay? You're a joke and you got messed up teeth. All right, all the damn money you got in the world, Blubber Ray, and you got black shit on your teeth. Really? Anyways, my friend, I'm not going to waste any further time with this. I want to say what's up out there to Tommy Dreamer, who always keeps it real.
Yeah, he does.
Because you had a very good experience with Tommy Dreamer. So
yeah,
Big up and respect to Tommy Dreamer out there, because Tommy Dreamer is the only person in the wrestling business, besides Rob Van Dam, that keeps it 1,000 at all times.
Exactly.
So, other than that, Jackal, I just want to say, man, that it was a good thing for you to bring this to my attention last night when you did, because I think the fans out here, the listeners of this podcast, need to know the truth about Bully Ray and how Bully Ray interacts with fans. Bully Ray is a piece of shit asshole, prick, and he's somebody who wishes that he could have been somebody else.
Yeah.
You will never, Blubber, you will never be John Cena. You will never be WWE champion. You're always going to be where you are. And I tell you what, I'm going to end the podcast on this note. I sent a challenge out to Dixie Carter at TNA Dixie. Dixie, I would love for you to come on the podcast with me and the webmaster, Steve Gurek. There's always been a little tension between Gurek.net and TNA Wrestling because of some bullshit that happened back in the day. But all that's forgiven now. I would love the opportunity for you, Dixie, to come on to the podcast. Uncensored, no holds, no restraints. Defend your product. Defend your brand, Dixie. The challenge is out to you. I'm challenging you to come on the podcast. Tell the listeners of Gurek.net, the quote-unquote IWC, Internet Wrestling Community, let us all know, Dixie, exactly how you feel. Because I got a lot of things I want to say to you. I gave you the benefit of the doubt the other night. I watched your show. I gave you the opportunity. So, Dixie, please, hey, I'm giving you another opportunity. I'm giving you an opportunity to come on the Gurek Report podcast with me and Steve Gurek. And let's talk, okay? Let's take the gloves off and let's do it. You can even bring Jamie Borash along with you if you want. Anybody you want to, Dixie. But I'm telling you, come on the podcast, defend your brand. I'm telling you, you do that, you're going to have a lot of people that's probably going to give Impact Wrestling a second chance. I gave it a second chance. I'm telling you, Dixie, that you need to come on the podcast and let all these people out here know why they should watch Impact Wrestling and why they should give a damn about your brand. Jekyll? It's been a pleasure talking to you tonight about this situation, my man.
Same with you.
I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. Me and Jacko will be back up here. Once again, we're going to be reviewing some stuff on the WWE Network. And other than that, hope everybody out there has a great night. Check out WWE Battleground tomorrow night on the WWE Network. And if you can't watch on the WWE Network, you can always follow along live on Gurek.net. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to be reviewing it. Other than that, this is Frank D. and the Wrestling Jackal. This has been the Wrestling Review Podcast. We shit on Bully Ray. And if he says something else, I'll shit on him again.
Yeah,
other than that, take it easy.